William Collins and Argo present The Adventure of Shoscombe Old Place, a Sherlock Holmes adventure. Written by Arthur Conan Doyle. Read by Robert Hardy.
Sherlock Holmes had been bending for a long time over a low-power microscope. Now he straightened himself up and looked round at me in triumph. "It is glue, Watson," said he. "Unquestionably it is glue. Have a look at these scattered objects in the field." I stooped to the eyepiece and focused for my vision. "Those hairs are threads from a tweed coat. The irregular grey masses are dust. There are epithelial scales on the left. Those brown blobs in the centre are undoubtedly glue." "Well," I said, laughing, "I'm prepared to take your word for it. Does anything depend upon it?" "It is a very fine demonstration," he answered. "In the St. Pancras case, you may remember that a cap was found beside the dead policeman. The accused man denies that it is his, but he is a picture frame maker who habitually handles glue." "Is it one of your cases?" "No. My friend Merivale of the Yard asked me to look into the case. Since I ran down that coroner by the zinc and copper filings in the seam of his cuff, they have begun to realize the importance of the microscope." He looked impatiently at his watch. "I had a new client calling, but he's overdue. By the way, Watson, you know something of racing." "I ought to. I pay for it with about half my wound pension." "Then I'll make you my handy guide to the turf. What about Sir Robert Norbiton? Does the name recall anything?" "Well, I should say so. He lives at Shoscombe Old Place, and I know it well, for my summer quarters were down there once. Norbiton nearly came within your province once."
"How was that?"
"It was when he horsewhipped Sam Brewer, the well-known Curzon Street moneylender on Newmarket Heath. He nearly killed the man."
"Ah, he sounds interesting. Does he often indulge in that way?"
"Well, he has the name of being a dangerous man. He is about the most daredevil rider in England, second in the Grand National a few years back. He's one of those men who've overshot their true generation. He should have been a buck in the days of the Regency. A boxer, an athlete, a plunger on the turf, a lover of fair ladies, and by all account, so far down Queer Street that he may never find his way back again."
"Capital, Watson, a thumbnail sketch. I seem to know the man. Now, can you give me some idea of Shoscombe Old Place?"
"Only that it is in the centre of Shoscombe Park, and that the famous Shoscombe stud and training quarters are to be found there."
"And the head trainer," said Holmes, "is John Mason. You need not look surprised at my knowledge, Watson, for this is a letter from him, which I am
Sample complete. Ready to continue?